Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, God, no!
God, no!
That's right.
Good morning. This is Lily Allen coming to you again from New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana. Don't forget, you are invited to join any of our services. Wednesday night, 6:30, prayer and Bible study. Sundays, 10 o'clock, Sunday school, and 11 o'clock, worship. God is blessing us, and we want to share our blessings with you. So come out and enjoy being filled both physically and, most importantly, spiritually. Hope to see you there. Thank you, and God bless you. It's always our prayer. Be blessed.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Amen. God did not save any one of us.
Yes.
Praise God. He did not save any one of us and did not equip us with something to do.
Yes.
Some of us can sing. Some of us can praise dance.
Yes.
Some of us, praise God, can pray.
Yes.
Some of us can preach.
Yes.
Some of us can sing. Some of us can do a whole bunch of things. But because of fear, we don't allow that gift to be developed in our life. Amen. And what does that? What does that? Satan is the author of that fear. Amen. You see, Paul is telling Timothy, amen, that he wanted, and he told him to stir up those gifts. I had to go back and look at that word, stir up. Amen. You know what stir up is? Y'all know what stir up is? Have any of y'all ever stirred up some gravy? But let's get it back to what it really means. Have you ever been in a barbecue? You got a good fire going on, and the fire start going out, and it start going out. What do you do to try to get it sparking again? You stir it up a little bit. Amen. If you don't stir it up, you stir a little, put a little bit more of that ignition on there. So when he told them to stir up those gifts, praise God, he was telling Timothy, say, Timothy, you got to keep the fire burning.
Yeah.
Amen. Which sort of indicated that the fire is going out, so you have to stir it up.
Yeah.
Amen. The gift that was put on the inside of you by the laying on of hand. No doubt Paul had laid hands on his spiritual son and said, Paul, Timothy, I commend you to go out, and I want you to preach. I want you to go out. I want you to teach. I want you to go out and lay hands on the sick.
Yeah.
Praise God. So what I want you to do, instead of being afraid, because I know that you have a timid spirit about you, praise God, I want you to go ahead out there and keep the fire going.
Yeah.
Amen. So he did that. But when we look at it, the devil wants us to be fearful.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants us to be fearful. And how does he create that fear in us? He creates it through ridicule. You know, people going to ridicule us for what we stand for. He have that fear by criticism. Yeah, people to criticize us for what we do. Praise God. I would get up. I feel good enough sometime in church to shout, but I better not shout, because somebody may just criticize me for what I'm getting ready to do. Praise God. He does it by embarrassment. If I get up and if I express how I really feel about how God has been to me, you know, and if I really get up and I really begin to raise up my holy hand, praise God, so I may get embarrassed, praise God, Praise God. So Satan put all of those things, those fears, on the inside of us. Praise God. We get fearful by opposition. We get fearful by mockery. We get fearful because we may be abused. Praise God, by those gifts that we are supposed to use. So Satan is the author, praise God, of this fear. And you know why he put the spirit of fear on the inside of us? Amen. He does it to make our life miserable. Amen. Sister Dexter, write that one down for that lady. Amen. He put the spirit of fear on the inside of us to make our life miserable. Amen. And seeing if he makes our life miserable, he knows that he got us. Praise God. You go to the doctor and the doctor diagnoses you with something. Praise God. The first thing that Satan puts into your mind, the spirit of fear. Amen. Well, you know everybody that got cancer and died from. No, that's not true. Amen. Praise God. So he makes your life miserable. Amen. Can I give y'all an example of how when I was an early Christian and how my life was made miserable? Praise God, because I was embarrassed. I thought that somebody gonna say something about me. I used to go into the restaurants, and some of y'all been the same place I've been. Been to the restaurants, and I get in there and get all of my food, bring my food there to the table, and I know that I'm supposed to bless my food before I eat it. But guess what I do? I get the food. And because all those folks in Five Mountain looking at me, I won't bless it. I'll just get there and start eating and not even worry about it. Praise God. And soon after you finish eating, that still small voice says something to you. Now, you know you should have blessed that food. Praise God. And that make you just feel. How does it make you feel when that happened? It make you feel about you're 6 foot. 6 foot three, but praise God, when that still small voice talk to you like that, say, you know you should, man, you feel so miserable. Lord, the next time I go in there, I don't care who look at me. I don't care what I think they're going to say about me. Praise God, I'm going to bless that food, because you know when you bless your food like that in the public, don't you know you witnessing to somebody? Praise God. Somebody know that, man, that's a Christian sitting over there. Praise God. And you never can tell, praise God, why you out there blessing your food out in the public like that, that somebody may be hurting and they might need an answer to a question. And just the fact that you bless your food, that person may come up to you and say, you know, I noticed something. I noticed that you didn't just come in here and just start eating like everybody else. Praise God. You bless your food, praise God. I have a problem. I don't know this man called Jesus. Can you tell me something about him? And see, and that door is open so that you can witness to that person. But Satan does that to make our lives miserable, praise God. He also, praise God, uses that to make our witness weak, amen. He uses the spirit of fear to make our witness weak. Yeah. You see, nobody can be strong and effective witness for Jesus Christ when they are controlled by the spirit of fear. Yeah. How does Satan does that? Praise God. I'm glad you asked. Praise God. You see, he makes us fearful concerning our past sins. Yeah. Who in the world are you? What you talking about getting out here witnessing for Jesus Christ? I don't you remember when you used to do that? And hey, man, so he'll make you fearful, praise God, of your past sins, and then he'll make you fearful of your future. Praise God. We all know that we are walking and that we are striving, praise God, for heaven. We're striving to be with Jesus Christ, and he'll put the spirit of fear on the inside of you about your future. Praise God. Do you really think you're going to heaven? Praise God. Is that really a heaven? Amen. See, he tries to put those things on the inside of us. He tried to make us fearful about those things. He tried to make us fearful concerning, praise God, potential misunderstanding. Amen. You'll be surprised the amount of people, praise God, who won't use their spiritual gifts because they think that they will be misunderstood. And that's because Satan put that spirit of fear on the inside of them. But I got some good news for us today. Praise God, we are not to fear. Praise God, we don't have to worry about fearing man. We don't have to worry about fearing, praise God, trials and tribulations that may come upon us because we are living for Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry about, praise God, fearing the ridicule or the persecution, praise God, that may be launched against us because we are witnessing and ministering for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are not to fear, amen, because fear, praise God, the reason why we shouldn't fear, because John 4 and 4 gives us a good reason why we shouldn't fear. Praise God, he says, greater is he that is in you, that is in me, than he that is in the world. You see, when Satan knows, praise God, that you are fearful, he knows that he can defeat you. Praise God. So the portion of this message today is for you to know that Satan is the author of fear, of this fear. And praise God, I want you to know something else, that he is already a defeated foe. So you should not be afraid of somebody who has already been defeated. Praise God, greater is he that is in you. Praise God, if he is on the inside of you, if you have asked him on the inside of you, praise God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen. So the first thing that we need to know, praise God, that Jesus, that Satan, excuse me, is the author of this fear. Amen. The fear that I'm talking about is to use the gift that God has given us. But praise God, the second thing that we must know, amen, we must know that God's gift for overcoming fear. Yeah, if you look at that text again, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, if I had to write that, I would write it so it would be crystal clear. Amen. You see, if I had to write that, it's clear now. But I would write it where it would be crystal clear. I would write it and say, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power. He has given us the spirit of love, and he has given us the spirit of a sound mind. You see, maybe it was Timothy's, praise God, timid nature, praise God, and his awareness of the responsibilities and cares of this ministry, praise God, that caused him to feel that he was going to be in danger and in persecution. Praise God. Or it may have been a combination of all of those things. Praise God. But Timothy was a timid servant. Praise God. And he had to overcome this fear. That's why the Apostle Paul gave him this wise word of counsel. Praise God, he said, but God has not given you the spirit of fear. Praise God, but of power. Praise God, and of love, and of a sound mind. Yeah, can I ask another question today? Praise God, is it possible to keep from fearing if we live for Christ in this world? I'm talking about a world that is evil, a world that is abusive. Another question, how can we keep from being apprehensive if we are witnessing for Christ on a day-to-day basis? Another question, how can we stand up for Christ? Praise God, when people mock and poke fun, praise God, at anything that Christians do. Praise God, there's a way that we can do it. Praise God, we do it by the power and the gifts that God has given us to overcome fear. Amen. Somebody say, well, preacher, share with me what are those things that he gives us. First of all, he gives us the gift of power.